ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Some days it's interest rates. Some days it's a share market. Some days it's the price at the servo. But the business story is never just business. I'm Carrington Clark, host of ABC Business Daily. From Monday to Thursday, I'm joined by the ABC's business reporters to break down the biggest stories in business, finance, and the economy. And on Fridays, Alan Kohler jumps in the chair for That's Business, sitting down with industry leaders, movers and shakers, CEOs and founders to talk to the people leading and building the economy. All in the same ABC Business Daily feed. Find us on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the first thing you ditch when trying to balance the household budget?
There's a lot of hardworking Tasmanians out there.
My boss is the boss of Tasmania.
Tasmanians want us to get on with the job.
North, south, east, west, I don't care where you live in the state.
I know that the entire arts sector is sort of chewing on their fingernails in fear, essentially, that we're going to lose our jobs.
Apparel, fashion and textiles, screen and media, visual arts, a few of those areas that aren't necessarily delivering great student outcomes, and they're not delivering great outcomes for our economy.
We lose them at about 18, give or take. They go into state, they do their training, build up their networks there, and then they stay there because that's where the work is.
Hello and welcome to Tassiecast. I'm Ailey Ward, coming to you from Nipaluna, Hobart. It's budget season, federally and here in Tassie, with governments prioritising what gets spent and where. What about your spending? The household pie is increasingly consumed by essentials, a roof, insurances, food. But what about things that feed your soul? I'm talking about the arts. It's often the first thing to go. But it'd be a pretty dull world without them, wouldn't it? Now, you might not necessarily think of yourself as a patron of the arts, but that Netflix show you watch or song you stream on Spotify, they're made by creatives, some of them here in our island state. But are you considering ditching one or more of those services to help balance your books? That's what the state government appears to be doing. The Tasmanian government was warned last year that its investment in the arts is so underfunded that it's a major reputational risk for the state, an internal briefing noting that funding for the arts and screen sector is by far the lowest in Australia in both per capita and actual terms. Further to that, the government recently announced a whole raft of creative courses at TASTAFE would go. Now, those graduates often get their foothold in the industry and the local scene. When was the last time you went to see a live band, the theatre or dance, or bought a piece of art or took a creative workshop? These are things our economy relies on too, with various arts and cultural events a major visitor draw card. What happens without them? State political reporter Josh Duggan has been talking to those in the sector who fear the government's move is really short-sighted and that we'll all be the poorer for it. Josh, the state government last year cut subsidies to a range of creative courses for students, and now they're gone.
The government said about 12 courses, including screen and media, textiles and designs, and a few others, didn't fit with the jobs plan that TASTAFE works towards. So they cut the subsidies for them so that TASTAFE could focus on industries like healthcare or construction. But it means nobody enrolled, as the prices for some jumped by $15,000 to $20,000.
So it's probably no surprise that they are no longer. Now, they're not the only courses to be cut from TASTAFE, but the creative ones do make up the majority, Josh. Across government, though, savings do have to be made. We've spoken here about the dire state of our economy, so spending is being prioritised in areas such as construction. I mean, we know there's a massive shortfall, for example, in affordable housing.
Felix Ellis, the minister responsible for TAFE, has said the organisation can't be all things to all people and that those courses weren't delivering great outcomes for students or the economy. He's pointed to registered training organisations that deliver those courses, but I guess it also opens up the conversation around how much the government values those industries and the creative industries and the people in them.
Well, among the courses to be cut, Josh, is Certificate 4 in Screen and Media, and there is nowhere else to do that in Tassie.
Exactly, and it means people have to be satisfied with scrapping for the few industry opportunities that exist or go elsewhere to get their foot in the door. And we have seen the value that productions here in Tasmania can have when we train people locally and keep them here. Of the 140 strong crew that worked on the Bay of Fires show, which was filmed on Tasmania's west coast, don't get me started on that, Ellie, almost half of them were locals, and about half of the 110 cast were locals too, pulled in from towns in the area.
I know a woman who was an extra on Survivors, not filmed on the west coast. Now, she said it was an amazing insight into just what goes into making a production. So what are those in the industry telling you?
They say it's pretty quiet. Tassie hasn't had a lot of major productions filmed here in the last 18 months. There's just one that's going on at the moment. Screen Tasmania has traditionally focused on what they call lighthouse projects. So they're these big draw cards like Bay of Fires, which can be great, but it means there's not as much going on in between.
So the government's accused of picking winners.
Essentially, yeah.
How much does the state government spend on the arts?
Well, the internal government brief you mentioned earlier shows the government spent about $28 million in 24-25. That's across arts education, festivals, cultural heritage. It sounds like a lot of money, but it's less than $50 per person in reality, and that's the lowest of any state or territory. That same brief says the Tasmanian government investment in and support of the arts and screen sectors hasn't materially changed since 2016-17, making both of them highly vulnerable. But we've seen when you do invest in the arts, it does pay back pretty well in terms of leveraging other funding. The $500,000 that was spent for the Netflix show The Survivors you mentioned drew in about $8 million total spent in the area.
How many are employed in the sector?
A recent report by the ABS found 9,000 people roughly were employed in the cultural and creative industries. And obviously there's many more that get some kind of employment from that in tourism and hospitality. If you think about all the conversation about how important the salmon industry is to Tasmania, Ellie, that employs around 1,500 people. So I guess you could say the arts is like five or six salmon industries all wrapped up into one.
I'm not sure how many people would like that analogy. We've got some absolute gems in the arts though, Josh. Highly prestigious visual arts prizes, the Glover, the Hadleys, and then there's the TSO, the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. Many people not realise, but that's Australia's most recorded and broadcast orchestra. It reaches millions. And there's Australia's oldest continually operating theatre, the Theatre Royal. But even that's not in good shape.
Yeah, some in the arts community have raised concerns about the management of the Theatre Royal because of how accessible it is and its pricing. It does have a really complex operating model because it's part of the one building with the Hedberg facility, which is UTAS's new conservatorium of music. So it's a complex beast trying to manage both of those operations, and it's had a lot of management turnover in recent years. Meanwhile, the state government's engaged a consulting firm to review TMAG's operations and investigate ways to grow its revenue. Could an entry fee be on the cards there, Ellie, and what would that do to visitation? So it shows this shaky ground that a lot of our cultural institutions are on at the moment.
And that's the high end that we've been talking about there with the Hedberg and the Tasmania Museum and Art Gallery and the orchestra. But what about at a community level, all those trying to break into the sector?
And that's where a lot of people in the industry are really worried about the cuts to TasTAFE. Emma Wilson runs Applebox, which is a not-for-profit that supports emerging practitioners in areas like film and TV, theatre, games. She's worried about a creative drain and Tasmania losing the best years of young creatives.
Screen Tasmania don't have enough money to give incentive to film here. So it's all a bit of a catch-22 situation. We don't have enough money, we don't have enough projects, we don't have enough crew, and the cycle just continues, unfortunately. And we need to sort of break that cycle. And like the best way is to put a bit more money into it, and then you'll see a fantastic return on that investment. It's not just throwing good money after bad, it's supporting the sector to build and grow.
One thing she also brings up is that the fact that the arts needs a lot of money is often thrown at them as a bit of an insult. But as she points out, there's lots of industries that the government supports and needs to support to survive.
Well, let's talk about that support. Can we do a comparison? Can you give us in some terms of budget allocations for the arts, for argument's sake, versus other industries?
So sport, for instance, the $28 million we've referenced earlier, that's roughly what Tasmania's racing industry receives every year from the state government to sustain the entire industry. industry under their funding deed. Tasmania's AFL team, meanwhile, that's going to receive about $12 million a year, and that's just for that one team, as opposed to an entire industry.
We can't talk about sport without mentioning that stadium. The Premier quipping it'll mean acts like Taylor Swift will come here. Now, that might be a stretch, but the government spend on the Foo Fighters did return 11 to 1 on its investment. But on a much smaller scale, local musos are really struggling with the demise of lots of smaller venues.
Yeah, I don't know if I've been hitting the town as long as you, Ellie, but it feels like Tassie doesn't have a lot of gig venues anymore. I seem to be going to the same ones over and over, and we're losing a couple too. The Red Shed down at Macquarie Point is about to close to make way for stadium construction. That was a great spot for local musos. The Brisbane Bar is gone. An old haunt of mine, the Uni Bar, has shut down now. And Kingston's Salty Dog is also battling to keep its music program alive after some people over the back fence complained about too much noise.
What about other performing arts?
Well, the entire arts sector is kind of chewing on their fingernails a bit in the lead up to next week's state budget, as we heard at the start of the podcast from Freya Wild of a contemporary circus group, Rook, based in the north of the state. She thinks the arts are undervalued by governments at state and federal level.
I think the importance of art is so integral in human life that we kind of forget that it's important to support it in order to allow it to continue to be a part of our everyday lives. It's a lot more intangible than, you know, hospital beds or roads.
At the top, we mentioned the internal briefing given to the Arts Minister and the warning that funding is dangerously low. Do we even know where the arts will sit with the new structure, with state growth being abolished? Like, where's its home going to be?
Yeah, so as you say, they're both part of the State Growth Department, which is being abolished. We don't know exactly what this restructure is going to look like for them. A new tourism and economic development entity is going to be created within the Department of Premier and Cabinet. The Premier said they're going to bring together tourism, events and creative industries, incorporating Screen Tas, TMAG and Brand Tasmania. We're hoping there might be a few more details on how exactly this all fits together in the upcoming budget.
Well, we're just about a month out from one of the state's premier arts festivals, Dark Mofo. Now, that does get government funding, but it wouldn't have happened without the private institution of Mona, and it's a massive draw card to Tassie in the typically quieter months.
It is, and it's a great example of what people in the arts are talking about when they say investing in them is good for the entire economy. Tourists coming down here to Mofo don't just go to night mass. They go out for dinner, they visit the Salamanca Market, and they might spend a day in the Huon Valley. It's exactly the same as how people going to the footy might get dinner or a beer first.
Will the Treasurer, Josh, I mean, I guess this is the million-dollar question, will the Treasurer get creative with his budget allocations?
Well, there is a bit of an art to putting together every budget, Ellie. We'll see how good Eric Abetz is with his paintbrush.
Thanks, Josh, and thanks to you for joining us. Until next time, cheers.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.